Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erios production.
I had the Sunday scaries last night.
Okay.
But I'm here this morning.
Were you feeling overwhelmed about your upcoming week?
Yeah. A lot going on. But good things. All good things.
All good things.
Very good things. Had a great week last week too. So
I've started getting into the habit of writing everything down that I'm going to be doing. It's different from a calendar. I just put pen to paper.
That's
and I'm
smart.
Like, let's talk this out with myself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a little under the weather today. I've got a lot going on. I have I threw my back out. My back is really, for the past couple of weeks, has just been absolutely killing me. And now I have a little annoying head cold.
Because it's tis the season.
Tis the season. And then yeah. Jeffrey, this is truly too much information for anyone. But I had to have especially for some of my male audience members.
They'll get over it.
But I had to go to the lady doctor because I had to have a cyst removed from a very, very vulnerable place.
Why does that happen?
It's crazy.
How does that happen?
Well, I found out that... Oh. My doctor explained to me that it was caused from trauma, like physical trauma.
Oh.
And so when I injured myself over a year and a half ago, it's basically the scar tissue around the injury started to form.
Oh my God.
It also caused the cyst to grow.
Oh my God.
So I was like, I need a friend to drive me. My friend Lauren tried to take me. Then I got there one day and I popped a Xanax and I walked in ready to go. And they were like, your doctor needs to go deliver a baby. And I was like, what?
What?
I just took a Xanax and got a friend to drive me all the way to Santa Monica. And what are we going to do now?
Yeah.
We did what any smart women would do. We drove ourselves to the Container Store and went to Italy and got a scuba gelato.
Oh my God.
But this time I was like, you know what? I just need to get this done. And my friends are having babies, have had babies. I can handle driving myself to get the cyst removed. So I just put my big girl pants on.
That's not easy.
But you know what? It all worked out because my vagina was so numb. It was easy to drive home. I wasn't affected until later.
That's a weird sensation. That must be a weird,
And I knew, she told me that it was going to hit me later. She's like, you're going to be fine now. You can't feel anything right now. She said, but later it's going to hit you. And I was like, okay. So I was driving myself home. I was like, well, shit, I'm going to need food. So I pulled over, got myself a rotisserie chicken, made it home before I could feel the pain of my throbbing vagina. So that's what's going on with me. So I'm just slightly broken, but I'm in great spirits.
Oh my God.
Just
because I'm numb.
Because I'm numb. Wait, speaking of being numb though, and this I thought of the podcast and I was like, God, I gotta unpack this with everyone. I saw Judy over the weekend.
Whoa.
And number one, Renee Zellweger is incredible. She's having a renaissance. Yeah. It's happening.
That was amazing.
It's happening.
A renaissance.
It's here. It's happening. She is so good. And I was watching it and I had a moment in the middle of the movie where I was like, oh my God, she kind of looks like Renee Zellweger. Oh my God.
Oh my God, it
because
is.
Because it is Renee Zellweger, and I forgot for half of a second.
Right.
That's how good she is. She is so transformed in this role.
Oh my God, that's
as
so
Judy.
Exciting.
But I thought of something.
Yes.
I mean, there are so many parallels to draw between Judy Garland and Britney Spears.
Right.
And at one point, part of Judy's story, it covers these last months of her life that she had in London, and she did these live shows. And 6 months after she finished those shows in London, she died. Mm-hmm. She was only 47.
Oh my God.
And she didn't stand a chance because she was given pills, and these pills were pushed on her,
of course,
from such a young age to lose weight, to stay awake, then to go to sleep, and she just didn't have a chance. And you know, even though I wasn't alive at that time, but it's like we did that to Judy Garland,
right?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
And it's the same thing with Britney. It's kind of like, you know, we have done this. When I met her at the meet and greet and I put my hand on the small of her back and I left and I had this icky feeling and I was like, ooh, I did that to her.
Yep.
And it just got me thinking, you know, I've had such mixed emotions about this hashtag of Free Britney.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because I like where everyone's hearts are at.
Right.
And I want everyone to feel free, to have freedom over their choices, and to feel like they have choice and that they do have choice.
Exactly.
And
free will.
Free will. Yes. But I keep coming back to this idea where I look at Britney in 2007. And I think about her and how it was all about, you know, the collective energy was, we want to see her fail. You know, people were writing her obituaries. They had them prepared. And now I think we're trying to forgive ourselves for doing that as a collective. And now it's all about, well, she has to be free. And it's and screaming this from, you know, the rooftops when we don't know her.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think about what Britney stands for or what she means to us.
Right. That's what I was going to say, because as much as we did that to her, you got to think, like, she did for you to get to that meet and greet. Like, she did so much for you to want to be there in that moment. And so it's
one of the storylines in Judy is about this gay couple, and they are so excited that Judy's in London, and they go to her show every night, or you know, a couple times a week, and they wait for her every night in the backstage door. And so one night, now I don't know if this is made up or if there was any, you know,
it's based
anything,
on anything. Yeah, there were two men in London who did this.
But apparently, Judy became friendly with them mostly because she wanted a drink and was lonely, but ends up at their apartment, and one of the gentlemen starts playing the piano and Judy sings, "Come on, get happy." And it is inferred in that moment, he breaks down and is crying and there's so much pain in Judy's voice and he felt so connected to it. And he shares with her that, that his partner was in jail for a time because it was illegal for them to be together. And so she stood for just that anything was possible, and that a lot of these pop stars, and you know, Tom Lenk, when he was on the podcast, we talked a lot about what these icons mean, especially to the gay community, and that, like, all these icons, these pop stars had such pain. Most of them have faced such adversity and how they have overcome it. And so then therefore it's like they're this beacon of hope, or they and why all of these people feel so seen by these icons. And I think, you know, my sister and I, we were talking so much about, she was like, "Jen, the more and more you find out about Britney Spears, it just makes so much sense why she meant so much to you." And of course, at age 15, I wasn't thinking about what Brittany would overcome in the future, right, or my own things that I would go through and how that would, I, that would make me feel even more connected to Brittany. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking round and round, but I had this moment of clarity. I just think there's a tiny piece missing where we're not kind of honoring her pain and honoring the hardships, mm-hmm, because that is part of what makes us feel so connected to Brittany. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if we are not recognizing her pain and her suffering and how she has overcome, how she has weathered storm after storm, how she handles all of these moments in her life, if we aren't recognizing those and we're not treating those
as serious as they are,
then we are not recognizing the force that Brittany is.
Yes. Yes. I agree. I also think that something really beautiful in that, like, she gets to keep whatever conclusion to this story to herself. Like, we got the whole thing. We got more than we ever deserved. It's almost like we're going back to her like a drug. Tell us everything. We need to know everything. Everything. Who's driving you? Who's giving you pills? Who do you talk to when you wake up? Like, that's, these are the things that people are questioning and analyzing in her posts and her life right now. So there's something, what you just, that I totally agree in what you just said, that there's like something beautiful in her freedom for her to be able to keep it to herself.
Yes. Yes. I want to re-examine my own participation in my obsession of Britney Spears.
Right, but like at the same time, you're like, you want her to know she has your undying love, that she shaped your life, that you're fighting for her freedom because she freed you, you know?
Yes, like, I feel so seen by her. I have felt seen by her through just every phase of my life. We haven't really talked, mm-hmm, about Mariah Carey on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And I also thought of Mariah while watching Judy. Mariah and Brittany are both bipolar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mariah Carey has come out and talked about her bipolar disorder.
Yes.
And she is also the ultimate diva.
Mm-hmm.
And she is also a phenomenal, not only singer, but songwriter.
Ooh.
And I think, especially with this season, how we're discussing songs that Brittany has had a hand in writing, mm-hmm, that it is only additive to just even mention Mariah Carey, which we haven't. And she is a huge pop star.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there are a lot of crossover fans between Brittany and Mariah too, for sure.
Do you really?
Like, that's the same. Yeah, I feel like they both kind of fall into the same lump of people, a lot of them.
You know what I like about Mariah?
What?
In all of her songs. I like how she always has a little thing going like this. You know, and then, you know what I mean? Like, it's like every single word has a moment. I love it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like there's an inflection. The inflection is like, yeah. She does, though.
And I think that might be because she's a songwriter and every word is a choice. Mm-hmm. Because she also is so melodic. Like, right, her life, I think, is musical.
Mm-hmm.
I think even when she, like, sips her tea in the morning.
Oh my God.
Or she puts on like a nightie. She's like, putting on a nightie. Like, she hears it in her head. Like Mariah is. You can't touch Mariah. Can't touch this. I don't know. I'm feeling wild.
Like, yeah, you have some feelings about Mariah here. I've like, you know, I like just, I miss the Mariah train growing up. I like just missed it for me because there was Brittany and Christina and Michelle Branch and all these new girls, Avril Lavigne.
I don't even know how old Mariah Carey is, but I remember my junior year of high school.
Mm.
It was like summer was ending, school's about to start, and I went out to Rensselaer to a friend's house, and we all had like a gigantic sleepover. Her parents were gone. It was a party. It was a party with boys and girls, and we all got drunk on Goldschlager and slept at her house.
Yes.
And I remember that's when Honey came out. Mm-hmm. Gotta get my hook on you. I can't sing.
That's it. That's the one. That's it.
Because you know I can sing like Mariah. But mm-hmm. I remember that song came out and it felt like that was a comeback for Mariah. Okay, Mariah Carey is 49 years old. So she's only 12 years older than Britney Spears.
Wow. I thought she...
But it's so funny because at the time, I thought, I was like, oh, wow, she's an older woman with coming here with a comeback.
Yeah.
But so if I was a junior in high school, I mean, she was in her 20s probably.
Yeah, she was just...
But that's how I viewed her then.
Right.
Because she had been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to bring up Mariah Carey today because on the show, we have Alessandra Torresani.
Mm-hmm.
And she is bipolar. She has a podcast where she talks about being bipolar, getting her diagnosis. She has doctors and therapists on and they talk all about it. She is such a force as well. And I think that this episode is going to be very controversial. I don't know. Have I said things that are probably going to offend people?
No. And honestly, the way that you two talk about it is it's so grounded. It's honest. It's just honest. It's real. There's no like,
well, I was curious how I wanted to hear Alessandra's point of view of her experience with having bipolar or being bipolar. And you know, the language is very tricky. I'm constantly learning. I want to learn more about all people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I also wonder, Alessandra says some really, she's got some hot takes. I'm not going to lie to the audience.
She's got some hot takes, but she's got the spunk to back it up. Like, I don't know. I don't think she meant any harm, though. Like, she there was never, like, she's just being honest.
Let me just say this, you guys. She does not like the boyfriend. She does not like Sam. She thinks, now I wonder if there was a little bit of projection, because I think she did. I don't know if this was on mic or off mic, but she does admit that she had a boyfriend who wasn't very supportive of her bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I don't know if she's, but at the same time, I was like, maybe this, I don't have information of what it's like to be bipolar. So maybe that she is onto something.
It's hard not to second guess all of it right now. It's hard not to like be like, is he good? Is he bad? Does he love her? Does he not love her?
And the stands like, seem to be split.
Yeah.
Some love Sam, some don't. And right? During that whole thing, didn't they think he was up to no good and like planting stories with the help of Britney's dad and Larry?
Mm-hmm. And then they went to that award show and they were like, he just did it for the photo op and like...
Listen, everybody's out there just trying to live their life.
I mean... If I had the chance to do a photo op with Britney Spears too, I'd probably try to make it happen. But
or if I was good friends with her and she's not up to much, I'd be like, hey, listen, I got to go to this red carpet event.
Yeah.
Do you want to come? I'd invite her.
Get the free shrimp cocktail. Come on. Like,
she has a choice. Again, I do think she has some choices. I don't know. But I don't know. Judy's got me all in a tizzy. I'm just like, what have I done? What have I done?
But you know, you can make a million parallels between the two too, like so many. Just off of the Judy being an inspiration and an icon thing, I recently learned some herstory in that when right before Stonewall happened, she passed away, and everyone was meeting up at Stonewall to like commemorate her and to like honor her and to like tell stories about her. And a lot of people give Judy the credit for why it happened, because that's the day it happened was like Memorial Day, and everyone was all emotional and angry and sad, and they did it in like Judy's name.
That's like, amazing,
right? That's so amazing. A lot of people attribute her to like the whole thing for the gay rights movement to get the ball rolling, which is pretty crazy.
Somewhere over the rainbow. dare to dream really do come true.
So let's get into it.
Mm.
Go see Judy, guys. If yes. you love Britney, you'll enjoy Judy for sure.
That's beautiful.
All right. Without further ado, here's my talk with Alessandra Torresani talking about Mona Lisa.
I know his husband through my best friend Xander knows Lance and Michael.
Gotcha.
So I went for one of their Christmas parties.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I bet they throw a great Christmas party.
It was a moment, and I told him that my first concert was him and that this was like a big deal for me.
Oh, and he, yeah. I bet he received it because he received all of my fan like behavior.
He received it. He was so sweet.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, that was my first concert with Britney Spears opening for them.
Oh, yes.
And A-Teens opened for Britney Spears at that concert at the Universal Gibson Amphitheater. And Kobe Bryant, this is like very fun because I have a picture. Kobe Bryant had just been signed to the LA Lakers. He was 18 or 19 and he was in the same row as me. And I was obsessed with basketball. So I asked to take a picture with him. So I took a picture with Kobe Bryant at the Britney Spears concert. I mean, at the NSYNC concert with Britney opening. And I got backstage because my mom started making a lot of noise and told the dancer who had come out, who is Britney's dancer, who ended up now being my friend TJ, to...
TJ the dancer TJ is your friend? Dancer.
Yes, because my Alessandra. Like close friend of all time is Jerry Slaughter, who was in Baby One More Time with TJ and would tour all around with Britney.
And also at this time, TJ was famous. He became...
Yes,
he had
it was
a
TJ
moment.
And Jerry. People they were the two
were
male
obsessed
dancers.
Yeah. With, obsessed with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
it
my
was
gosh.
The two of them. And Jerry was there like when Britney and Justin like had their moment on the tour bus, like bringing them together to date. Like it was like a big deal. And I went backstage and I was in Britney's dressing room and I was so mad because I didn't want to hang out with Britney. I wanted to see NSYNC. And so I waited there for NSYNC.
I can't believe the things you're telling me. You know, the first time I saw Britney in concert was in a small theater, not even an arena, or it was a theater where we would go to see the touring musicals that right. would come to town right. in Albany, New York. And this was actually in Schenectady, New York, the Palace Theater. And I remember at the end, everyone was outside and wanting to see if Britney would come out before she got on her tour bus yeah. because it was at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And I remember just the energy was so electric. Mm-hmm. And I remember there were groups of people cheering for TJ and chanting his name yeah. and wanting him to come out. And he did. And he waved and everyone went crazy. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's the dancer. And they know his name is TJ because this right. was before social media and Twitter and Instagram. And I mean, so you only had really like the teeny bopper mm-hmm. magazines to mm-hmm. find out like the names of the dancers and all this right. kind of stuff. And I remember, I mean, that just doesn't happen anymore where you feel the power of like word of mouth.
No,
in the way,
but I will say still in the dance world, because all of my friends are dancers and now they have now become choreographers, and Jerry Slaughter, who I'm talking about, who was TJ's best friend, and they did Baby One More Time. They did all the tours. They were there for the NSYNC show, all of that. He now is the creative director and choreographer with his partner, Paul, for Christina Aguilera since day one, since like Genie in a Bottle. So he went from Britney and then went with Christina and then did Dirty, like choreographed that whole thing, did everything. And we'll go places, and kids that are maybe like 20 now, maybe a little bit younger, who are obsessed with Christina will scream, Jerry, Paul, Jerry, Paul, because they are still familiar with them being Christina's best friends and Christina's choreographers. And now my friends who are the dancers of Beyonce and all of that, they have a huge following on social media and they're being called out like celebrities because they're still on stage. Yes. So I think that they're still there to grasp. It's easier to find them, but there's still that celebrity of dancers.
Even more so, I agree. I totally agree with you. Even more so than then, it was more the people know what that guy's name is.
Right. Right.
How? Where? I want to figure out how to do that. And then I was like, oh, I'm into this. Because mm-hmm. I just love enthusiasm.
Me too.
And I just love a group of people.
And a good time.
I love a good time. Love a good time. Oh my gosh. So you are on the inside track with all of these dancers. For major pop stars.
Yes. Like inside track.
I guess I should tell everyone who I'm talking to. This has happened to me once before already this season where I just get so excited and I start talking and I'm like, I haven't told anyone who we're talking with today. I'm here with Alessandra Torresani.
Hi, guys.
Did I nail your name?
You did.
Pronunciation of
because
it?
Because nobody ever gets it right and you did it right. So, yes.
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm so happy to be here.
And you're an actress and everyone knows you from, I mean, you've been working for a very long time.
I've been working hard for my money for a long time.
Good for you.
Yes. So I did a show, Caprico, which was a sci-fi show. I did Big Bang Theory. I've done, the list goes on. The list goes on.
And but we met. We met, yes, on a different podcast.
Yes.
On Directionally Challenged when I got to kind of be like, you know, filling in. Like, yeah. It's like, you know, on Kelly Ripa's show, I was like filling in for Ryan. Yeah. Candace is Ryan and I was filling in and Kayla was Kelly Ripa. And it was great. I met you and I was like, I have to have you on the podcast because you now have your own podcast.
I do. It's called Emotional Support.
And could you tell our audience, basically, I wanted to have you on. You were very open on Directionally Challenged, yes, talking about your journey with bipolar disorder.
Yes.
And it is known that Brittany has bipolar. Mm-hmm. She has never said it. I mean, there's a moment where has the documentary I Am Brittany Jean, mm-hmm, and she's talking about being shy and then also that she becomes this other person when she's performing. And then she says, bipolar, seriously, and then starts laughing. But that's the most grounded, and it's not very grounded, and it's not like she dives into it. But everyone talks
about it on like 2020 or something?
Yes.
Or Diane Sawyer?
And Diane, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. If Diane said to her in the same room using the language of bipolar disorder.
Right.
It's this thing that is talked about and everyone's kind of on the same.
Say the word.
Yeah. Perhaps that might be why. And so I just wanted to say that I want to talk to you about your journey and to see if we can kind of alongside Brittany's and then also just talk about our love
for Brittany. God, do I have a love for her.
But we had also talked about your journey with getting even the diagnosis. And mm-hmm. I thought that was really, that was very eye-opening for me. And that also, let me just, by asking you this question, you talked about that once you are diagnosed with bipolar, that you could potentially, even if you find the right medication that feels good and is working for you, mm-hmm, that most likely you will have to kind of
adjust and make some
changes. And so that's kind of, I think, what seems to be happening with Brittany right now. Again, we have no idea.
Right.
But that's not uncommon.
It's definitely not uncommon. I think that, you know, obviously when someone is first diagnosed with anything, it's kind of like you have to play a scientist where you're trying different, you know, ways to create the potion to make sure that it's okay for you. You're like, it's some witchery, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, certainly for everyone, it's not a ABC situation. It's not cut and dry. This is how it is. Everybody has a different dose of medication. You know, sometimes you're feeling really good and they're like, maybe this is a little off balance, or maybe you're still super depressed and super manic. So they have to readjust that. I mean, every single person is different. There's bipolar one, there's bipolar two, there's different types of medication that are specific for bipolar. And like I talk about on my show, the difference is because I have a neuroscientist that comes on and we have a little sub show called Beauty in the Brain. He's the beauty on the brain, like no big deal. And he explains all of the differences and we get questions from people who write in or have written on my Instagram TV station that I do. And he will answer his specific, you know, what you should probably do, but don't take it 100%, but this is what the medical version is. And I would say what I would do in that situation and how I would handle it. That being said, for me, I can see a similarity with Britney Spears and I, obviously our talent and obviously our stage presence and the body. But beyond that, I can see a similarity specifically where Britney is in her moment right now in her life. If I were a doctor, and I'm not, and I'm not gonna be the person that's gonna criticize or say anything, but I will say this, I do not believe she's on her medication, and I will tell you why. Because I was in a relationship before the wonderful one that I'm in right now, where it was a really toxic, pun intended, relationship in which I had the partner that I was with, it was clear to me that they thought that I was fine and I didn't need to be on my medicine and had convinced me to get off slowly and had adjusted my medication. And that is not okay for someone to do that to you. Now, I'm not saying that her boyfriend is doing that, but there is a moment sometimes in your life where everything is such a high and you think everything is amazing. And that's what I thought in this relationship. And of course I should get off the medication because everything's great. I'm finally myself and true and happy. Mm. And that was someone playing trickery on me. And that was also my mind playing trickery on me.
So it could have also been her team could be saying that you're doing so great. Not even saying maybe get off your medication, but just if you think everything is going your way, she got really strong, the end of her piece of me show.
Right.
She was in a great loving relationship. Mm-hmm. All is going well with her custody, with her children. Mm-hmm. She's going to do this new show. She's getting into rehearsals for that. They're creating the show. And then also could her father getting sick. Mm-hmm. Do you think then if she was deciding not to take her meds and then this huge thing happens in her family, that could trigger?
Yeah, but I think she was off her meds before that.
You do?
I believe that she was off her meds the last part of her tour.
And that is,
I think it started back then.
And that is what they were saying is that she
I think it started with the guy. I got to be honest.
You do.
And I know, wow, I'm going to get so much hate right now, I'm sure, for this. And look, he's probably a great guy. But in my far-fetched world of living the imaginary Britney Spears, if I was in this situation, I believe that she was high as a kite in not on drugs, emotionally and feeling so great. She met this amazing guy and he's gorgeous and he cooks for her, right? He was just cooking for her some eggs or something. And he cooks for her and he builds her up and she feels amazing and her sons are part of her life. And yes, the dad is going, and this is pre the dad going through something. When you feel so unbelievable, which I do believe she did from this guy, I think that that's when she got off the medication. I don't think that it had anything to do with the dad as to why the tour didn't come back. I think it didn't come back because she emotionally is unstable. And it was a way for her to be taken out of having other people be in control of her. Because I think she was like, you know what? I don't need you guys anymore. I'm doing amazing. I'm in this new relationship. I'm going to go out of town. I'm going to travel the world. I don't think that it was anyone's decision but her own. Or it could have been the father saying, you know, if you're off your medication, you're not doing this.
That is the rumor that, you know, he was saying you have to get on your meds.
Which makes sense because I'm not saying that everyone who's bipolar should be on medication, but I do believe seeing signs of what she was like without medication, I mean, it's scary. And she has a family and she's a sweet girl and you don't want someone to be unstable, and you could see that she was stabilized when she was on medication. Mm-hmm. So to see that difference. And I think that, you know, she's obviously surrounding herself only with this guy, and she's like created this safe space world with him. And I don't know the situation with the boys, and now there's like abuse allegations with the father. I mean, I don't know. But for her to willingly give up the custody after all this time, right? She gave it up.
So it's 70-30.
For her to just do this is a very random, irrational choice, if I'm going to be honest. And it doesn't sound like someone who is fit mentally to do that. Because I think if she was okay and she was aware of everything going on, she wouldn't allow that. She's an amazing mom. Like, why wouldn't she? You know, she's like raised those boys, you know. Yeah. So I just don't quite understand it or see it.
And some... Will you
I know this is like strange, but yeah, that's just how I feel.
Yeah, and that's what I asked.
And I don't want to judge.
I
asked like,
ask for your thoughts and opinions, yeah. Especially because
I've been there.
You've been there.
Right.
And, you know, I always say that even if you've never like shaved your head in front of the paparazzi, we've all been there.
We've all been there.
Yes, yes.
I actually remember that moment very well with her.
Please discuss.
Because I lived in the same building as her cousin at the time, Allie.
You lived in the same building as her cousin? Would you see her
around? And when Brittany was running from the paparazzi after she shaved her head, all of a sudden, I went out my front balcony. I was living off Sunset, and it was like looking, it was insane. It was like Sunset in San Vicente, beautiful view, insane whole view. I come out front, and there's paparazzi on the roof across the street from us. Probably 30 paparazzi news cameras taking pictures and videos. And I had my hair in a high bun, and I was blonde. And I had a robe on, and they all started taking pictures of me. And I thought, what is going on? And I looked down, and it was Brittany and her cousin sitting in the balcony lower down looking through the cracks, looking out at the paparazzi. And they looked up to me, and I waved, and they're like, shh, shh, and waved, and smiled back. And I was like, wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
When you...
It was a moment for me.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you were on, when you said when you finally got your diagnosis, or it might have been right before, and you were on set.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this could be really helpful in understanding Brittany and like the pressures of being Brittany, because you were carrying a show, mm-hmm. and you were advised to not share with anyone.
Well, actually, I hadn't even been diagnosed yet bipolar, but I had a panic attack on set in which nobody knew except for one of the producers who was a friend and one of the other actors. And they had a doctor come because my grandma had just had a stroke a couple weeks before. So they thought that I was just upset and I just wasn't feeling well. I was feeling my heart was racing. I had a headache. I just thought something was wrong. I didn't know what. And it wasn't a big deal. Like, it wasn't a breakdown or anything. And the doctor had come, and he was like, you know, I'm just going to give you a beta blocker. Like, you're just having a panic attack. It's okay. I'm like, what do you mean I'm having a panic attack? What's a panic attack? Like, I didn't know what was going on. But luckily, I was in a situation where it was a safe space and I had someone that could, you know, provide me with a doctor who calmed me down, that made sure everything was okay. But then being diagnosed from an acupuncturist, probably a year later, 2 years later, that was kind of a shock, being told that I was bipolar. And had anyone ever told me that, and I couldn't even imagine what that meant.
And the acupuncturist said to you, I think that you're bipolar. Have you ever...
Has anyone ever told you you're bipolar? Yeah. And I said, excuse me? And he's like, yeah, did anyone ever tell you that? I'm like, no.
Because bipolar... It usually takes a long time to get that diagnosis.
Right. So my neuroscientist, David Haggerty, Dr. David, he told me that bipolar is the last on a checklist for trying to figure out what's wrong with the brain, with yourself. So you go through everything else. Ugh, I'm like saying my words wrong. So it takes about 3 years to be properly diagnosed bipolar. Wow. Which is a long time if you don't know what's going on. And for me, like, one of the signs was I did not sleep for days on end. And I was never tired. I just didn't sleep. And the only thing that would get my mind away from wanting to scream and go crazy was driving around aimlessly. And that was something Brittany did at the same time.
I was going to say.
Yeah, so we would do that at the same time. So, and because I grew up in LA and I was a little younger than Brittany, I was never friends with her, but I was always like one degree of separation away. And I remember, I'm trying to think, if I found out what year Blackout came out, Give Me More, then I could figure out how old I was, if I had been diagnosed yet or whatnot.
2007.
Which would make me 20. So I was not diagnosed yet. So I was still like in manic episodes. But I remember going to Hyde Nightclub with my best friends, and Britney Spears was at the table next to us, and we were all standing on tables dancing together, and I was shoulder to shoulder to Britney. And I just remember like seeing this like bright energy, and I was like, oh my God, she's back. And then the DJ played Gimme More because one of her friends had given to surprise Britney to play it because it had just come out. And I saw a girl where I related to this, where it was so high, everything was amazing. Like, not even drinking or anything, I don't think. Just like having a great time with friends, finally relaxed. And then she heard the like, the beginning of the song. And her eyes like went down and she slumped down all the way to the bottom of the table and just sat there with her head like in between her legs. And I was like, whoa.
Do you think?
Fame is not for her. Like, it was like, it wasn't even like I'm embarrassed that they're playing my music. It was like the dark memory or the shame
of the performance.
Well, she hadn't even performed it yet.
You don't think so?
No, I know not. Oh. I know not.
Wait, what?
There was a music video wasn't even out yet.
When you're not on your meds, what are some symptoms of bipolar?
Manic episodes, like I can speak for myself of like high highs and low lows, like the driving for days on end, like, and staying up, and then you crash and you sleep for a week straight and you never leave the bed, and like it's extreme highs and extreme lows. You know, you feel like this explosion is inside of you and you want to explode inside for no reason, out of nowhere. And then it passes. You black out a lot. Like, you don't remember a lot of things that happen in your life. I don't remember a lot of things from 15 to 22. I don't remember dating certain people. Like, there are just like moments where you can't even remember something happening, and you can have this entire freak out on yourself. And I remember I would break mirrors all the time. That was my go-to choice, you know, and I never hurt anyone, but for me, I loved breaking a mirror. And I remember breaking a mirror and then not remembering that I did it. And like, I never drank, I never did drugs because I just was so scared of like what would happen.
is paranoia a symptom?
Not for me, maybe for other people, but also I how could she not be paranoid for everything, even if she wasn't bipolar?
I know.
Like, people are watching your every move.
Every move. And she has no...
Who could you trust to be your friend?
Exactly. Exactly. I can't even imagine. She just must want some air. And then when people are like, you're crazy. You know what? Actually, though, we just want you to be quiet. Yeah. Like, just be calm.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let's be calm.
It's worse.
And it just makes you probably want to just snap.
Yeah.
And break every mirror.
And I'm sure that's why she's with this guy.
Throw it.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's why she's with this guy. Because she can be herself and it's like easy. And why would he go anywhere? What does he have to lose? Like, my God, he's got nothing to lose. And I swear to God, the thing that pisses me off so much about him is you are living with a woman who is so talented and so beautiful, and you talk about it all the time, and like, that's great. But what makes me sick, and the only reason why I can't stand him, and it's nothing personal, but like, I have such a hatred to him because of this.
Oh,
because he advertises like Fit Me Tea, and like, maybe it's not Fit Me Tea, but it's like stuff like this. And he advertises his, like, you know, weight loss stuff and his like muscle building. And I'm like, you know what? Like, if you really love and respect this girl, you don't need to be selling this shit on the side. Oh, sorry. I don't know if you can.
You can. Okay. I will say,
like, that just irks me in my own personal way.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stand when guys do it because I think it's really just like gross.
Well, overall, I can't stand.
Overall, I'm just very upset about this.
When guys do that, I hear you. And in his defense,
Sam,
he's got to make a living. And we're all out here just doing the best we can. And I do believe that his posts
are all about him and she's never in them.
Which, dare I say, I think that might be a healthy thing.
Dare I say that he is full of himself and he has found himself in his voice.
And I don't hate it. Like I said, in defense of him, when he does post pictures of Britney, I think that they're very supportive.
It's cute.
And
cute.
And I don't think that he is trying to make money off of her because he's just selling some fit tea.
I don't want to judge him. I just, if we're taking my experience of my mental disorder and we're putting any sort of similarity to Britney, I'm not even comparing him to a specific person, like by any means. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the group of the 50 guys that I was in a relationship with and I'm putting them together. And
I'm putting Sam's face on their bodies
and I'm mixing it all together and I'm just giving my recipe like for disaster is that's what I'm saying.
So what do you think now will happen with Britney?
He needs to face-tune some things. I'll just say that much. What do I think is going to happen with Britney? I think that we are not done with the end of the saga. I just hope that her support system's around her. I think her mom's around, and her mom seems fantastic. So I hope that that is strong there. You know, got to give it up to Jamie Lynn. You know, she seems to have gotten her stuff together. And now she's like a straight up like mom living in you know, Kentwood. Right? Isn't it Kentwood? No.
Yeah, Kentwood, Louisiana. Kentwood.
Like,
she's doing
living
doing
that
her.
Life on that ATV. You know what I mean? So we are just like.
If Britney was off her meds, which it seems to be that that was the case. And then now she went to this mental health facility for a month to get on a new cocktail, if you will,
sure.
For lack of a better term. And how long will that take, do you think,
for her to settle? Medicine usually takes about 3 months. Take it or leave it, but I know this. You can tell in someone's eyes if they're bipolar. It's like this really weird thing, and I talked about it to two of my friends who I was at this conference with, and it was 50 people from all over the world who are like content creative people who are in mental health world. And that's where I met Chance the Rapper's partner, who's in mental health and an advocate. And we were saying that you can look in someone's eyes and tell if they're bipolar, and you can tell when they're not medicated, because when they're not medicated, there's like a little bit of crazy in there, which I still have a little bit of crazy in there, but it's specifically, it's not dark circles, but it is like black under the eyes. And it's like, you're looking at someone that's not, you're looking at someone and they're not well. And like, if you look at that video, that is a video of someone who's not well.
And then it's not just the eye makeup.
No.
That dark circle
look
under at, there.
Look you away can under. Yeah. It's just something that.
Something's.
Do you know when you're like a witch, right? And like, I'm not saying I'm a witch, but like, you know, there's like people out there who are like witchy and they can like sense out other witchy people.
And well, yeah, you're seeing. Yeah, you're seeing.
I'm seeing something that I.
She's in the coven. And you're like, she's I see you. I know you're. Coven. I know you're like. I know you're a witch because
like,
I'm a
we're
witch.
We're there. Like mm-hmm. you know, some people know that they're like magicians and they're yeah. you know Harry Potter people. I am not. I'm a muggle. Like I'm reminded this every day. So like you know other muggles. You know. Mm-hmm.
And so you
but
see.
But it's just. Yeah. It's just. I can't even explain it. It's just something I see.
You and you know
I
it instantly.
You know what? I hope I'm wrong. I hope that this guy is the best thing in the entire world for her. I hope that by her giving up a little bit of custody maybe helps her get better and it's best for the kids, because let's be honest, like at the end of the day it's all about the next generation, right? And like what's best for them. And like I know people who have dealt with yes. abuse and yes. it is best to get out of that situation as soon as possible and not let it continue.
Yes. Yes.
So let's just hope for the best.
Amen. I hear
but
everything
I see,
you're saying.
I see personally, I see someone who is not well.
Yes.
And I do believe that the moment. Stability of the show was the best thing for her, because stability is very important. If I don't have a schedule, even if I'm not even working on a job or whatever it may be, like if I don't go out and I don't go to the coffee bean and I don't do this, I need to have a schedule to keep my mind just kind of focused and set aside.
Do you still go to the coffee bean? How very Britney of you.
Oh my God, very I go to the coffee bean 3 times a day.
Really?
I have 3 32-ounce Jasmine Dragon coffee beans, iced teas, or Tropical Passion. Ah. I'm hoping to get a sponsorship one day by them and yes. save all this money.
Yes. I hope you get it.
Very Britney, you know.
Very Britney. You still go
but
to that
I
coffee bean.
I say this all with like so much love. I went to Circus and saw that performance. My mom surprised me for her first concert. And it's so weird, but there's a store called Hustlers, which we all know is Larry Flint. It used to be on Sunset Boulevard, but they had a coffee shop there and they had the best Oreo shake of all time. I know this is so weird.
Is that
like,
where
why?
You would go for that Oreo
my
shake?
My mom would take me every day after school to get Oreo shakes at Hustler. I know, Mom.
Would you
I'm
have to
so
walk
sorry.
Through like the lingerie shop?
No, you could go through the side, but I was a very advanced kid. Like it wasn't a big deal to me, you know? And I think whatever her first tour was on her own, my mom got the shake and in the napkin, she had me open up the napkin and there were 2 front row tickets.
Oh
two
my
Britney
gosh.
Spears. Yeah, it was a big deal. So I am, when I say I'm a diehard fan, I am a diehard fan. I went and I spent, I'm not even joking, $800 per ticket for my best friend Xander and I, because we're big fans, we bought these. To her tour that was at the House of Blues, where it was under a secret name and you didn't know if Britney Spears was actually performing. It was, do you know what I'm talking about?
No, what year was this?
This was right after Gimme More, I think. And she was like, it was like a random name. It was like the Eminem something performance. And through the grapevine, everyone thought, okay, this is going to be Britney. It's going to be Britney. It's going to be Britney. So we took a chance with a scalper and bought these tickets and showed up to the House of Blues and she performed.
What did she perform? How many songs?
She performed, I think it was like maybe 5 songs, and it was old music. And like, it was the
dancing?
Most... sure, you know.
Stripped down? Or I just...
I think it was one outfit. It was definitely like a half weave track going on. It was not, it was a bad moment. It was like circa Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan leaving Eugenio's house from Strawberry Cocaine. Like I went there. Like that was the days.
Vegas. Now, how many, did you go once, more than
I
once?
I went once. I wanted to go the second time because my friend Lockie was performing in this new Britney show. He was supposed to be the new dancer. So we were expecting to see him and we were getting our tickets, and then the show fell through
and didn't happen. Where in the residency did you see it?
I think I was about a year in.
Okay. So I wonder if that was
great.
Before
that. It was fantastic.
Okay. So it was good. That means, yeah. Okay. So
and
that was
I had friends that were dancers in it. My friend Sarah, Jay, they were all dancers in it. So it was even more exciting for us. But she was fully committed to dancing. Her body was snatched. Like, she was
so tight. Yeah,
like crazy. Having the time of her life. And I cried the whole time.
She is the best.
She's the best.
She's the most charismatic. She is. I mean, when she dances,
there's no one.
There's
better.
Nothing. There's no one like her when she is dancing and moving.
No. And see, I was a national jazz and tap champion back in my day. So I did a lot of the dance competitions that Britney did. And then I was like 10 years old taking class at the Edge and Millennium. And Wade Robson, who was 16, was teaching me.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I like that world that she was in, the Star Search, all of that. That was so real for me. And yes, I was never a pop star, but like, I know that dancer world so well that that's where like my true heart and soul is. So I understand that connection that she has. I think you did it with your episode with Heather where you were talking about like she just wants to own that dance studio and she just wants to teach those kids.
Yes, and like, be in Kentwood, Louisiana teaching
dance. And there is a part of me that literally like I see my end game of opening up a dance studio and having my mom like run the dance studio and have all of my friends that I grew up dancing with be the teachers. And like there is a world where I don't see that as my full life, but I see a world where that's a little sprinkle and like an homage to my childhood.
You are kindred spirits with Britney.
You know what? Honestly, there's this part of me that wonders with Britney as well, is that she is such a small town girl and like she lives this life. I don't quite understand why she's still in LA. I got to be honest. Like, I don't understand
why.
Well,
what does it matter where the house is? Because if you can't leave it and you can't participate in like, the world, why live here? It makes no
sense
to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why
yeah, no,
are you
I'm
not
you.
In Louisiana with your sister and your friends and your family? Like, I don't, I just am at such a loss as to what's keeping her. And
the kids? The kids. Well, I mean, it's the kids because Kevin and they have split
maybe
custody.
Sam.
And Sam. But geez, Sam
like,
can
did
go
you
to Kentwood.
See that they went to that premiere for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yes.
But why?
Baby girl wanted to get out?
Baby girl was like not comfortable walking that red carpet in her wedges. Like she was not comfortable.
I feel as though I've stumbled through my words today, and I think it is because I get nervous talking about others' mental health journeys, and also it's probably programmed in me too, to where there is like a little bit of stigma and like, I don't want to say anything that's insensitive and
I want this
ignorant
to be like a question of what is burning deep down inside you.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an invitation.
I mean, it could be a dirty invitation the way that I just said that.
No, that's such an invitation. And that's
no, but
so...
I want that. That's how I feel. I've created no barriers in my life anymore, and this is just how I'm treating it. And there may be a time where I'm like, oh, okay, too much like overstimulation of like of mental health talk. But like right now I'm like, cut me open, do the surgery, like ask me anything.
Well, I'm so appreciative that when you were talking about you broke all the mirrors and you told me on Directionally Challenged how you just wanted to throw things.
Yeah.
And it's just like a matter of fact. And it's without, you know, it's just like, that's how I felt. And I did those things. And I also am here today and having a good day, good moment.
A great day.
And
how could I not? It's Britney.
And we're talking about Britney. So, because I think sometimes that's so scary to people, or they'll be like, you've thrown something?
Right.
You
and very judgmental.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I fucking threw.
It's like, yeah, so. I'm not abusive. I don't hurt other people. It's myself. And it's like, The only way that I can describe the feeling that I go through is if it's an earthquake that builds and builds and builds and it hits that Richter scale and it's gotta, you know, release that energy. And so the earthquake comes and sometimes it's a 3.0, sometimes it's a 7.8. Like it's always very different, but it's always constantly there and it's never gonna go away. You just have to learn how to control it. I've got a little story to tell about Mona Lisa and how she suddenly fell. Now see, everyone knew her, they knew her oh so well. Now I am taking over to release her from her spell. She's the original.
Recorded this song while on tour.
Mm-hmm.
She had the demo, if you will, of this on a CD. And she called Kiss FM. And I think it's Jesse Lozano. Do you ever? Because I love
like
Kiss
right
FM.
After Rick Dees.
And Jesse Lozano was filling in for someone. And
Maybe Ryan had just taken over.
Maybe it was. I don't know. He gets a call and it's like Britney Spears is on the phone. It's like, what? And Britney Spears is like, hey, I want to come in and play my new song. And they're like, what? And he's like, of course, come on in. And he tells the story that he opens the door to greet her in Burbank at the studio. And she's standing there with, it's just her bodyguard and her chihuahua. And she's got the CD. And she comes in, and then they just put her on the air.
Britney Spears live in studio.
Do you have to take a super secret CIA mission secure route to Burbank from your crib so they don't get followed? I didn't see anybody outside.
I know, it's
there
awesome.
Wasn't one camera anywhere.
I know, it's great.
How'd you pull it off?
I don't know,
you
just
kind of
snuck away.
Did you put a disguise on? You just bring a gigantic guy with you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for hanging tonight.
Good
luck with your album. It's untitled.
It's probably going to be called The Original Doll. So.
And it's half done?
Yeah, it's halfway done right now.
All right, so maybe by the summer, maybe by the fall?
Yeah, maybe a little bit earlier.
All right, well, more of her new song on the way, hopefully tonight on the Top 9 at 9.
I think that so many of Britney's songs, even the ones that she didn't have a hand in writing, they foreshadowed
everything.
Like in this song, this is two, three years before she shaves her head and has this breakdown. And she talks about in the song that Mona Lisa, everyone wants her to break down. And she talks, and she's the original doll. Yeah. She talks about that in the song. All of these things. It's all foreshadowed in her music.
It's maybe she's a witch.
She might be a witch. I believe
she's
an alien.
Psychic.
I think she's from a different planet.
She definitely is. She's so talented.
She's so talented.
I mean, it's really sad because if you look at her stuff when she was a kid, I mean, wow, what a voice.
An amazing singer.
Like
an incredible dancer.
And just the light behind the eyes. And I guess that's what I mean when I see someone who is bipolar and you can tell. There's a sense a little crazy, which is fun, even when you're on medicine. But B, like when you see someone who is not medicated, it's not only in the eyes of the dark circle under the eyes, because it's not like a tired dark circle. It's not like that. It's like this deep, like something's wrong and the blood is there trying to get out almost. You know what I mean? It's like, we're trying to get out here. But it's almost like there's nothing there. Like you can look at pictures of me when I was not medicated and it's like I was there, but I was not there. I was not present. Even though I felt present, it was just my mom could tell when I was also going into a manic state. She could tell when the cuckoo bananas was coming, you know?
What does it feel like when you're manic?
Very high highs and low lows. Like you're just like what I assume cocaine would be like. That's what people compare it to me of like you come at me, bro. Like, try me. I've never felt hotter. I've never felt greater. Like, oh my God, I'm going to go do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do this and like, let's go out and let's do this. And like, I can't sleep. Like, there's too much to do in the day. And then when you crash, you like want nothing to do with anything and your body is so drained from all that energy that even if you're not tired, like you are just like goop. You're like, you know, the Ghostbuster guy. You just turn into green, like putty, and just like are like done.
And does bipolar, is it triggered and it shows up like later? Can it?
No, I mean, for me, it showed up when I was, what do I say, 18 months? I think that's what my mom told me. Like, it shows up right away.
Okay.
Because it's not something such as a PTSD where something could be triggered. I know that for schizophrenia, usually it comes after 17 and like 18, that's when signs come. For bipolar, it's very hard to determine if a child is, right? Because you're like, oh, is every child's different. Maybe it's this. Mm-hmm. But looking back at it, you certainly can tell that it happened and that there were signs.
Okay. Here's some fun questions.
Cool.
Favorite? Well, I know I was going to say your favorite Britney song, but you've already told us.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite Britney look?
Slave.
At the MTV Video Music Awards.
Slave. I want that green cross top. I want that full blown snake. I want that hair. I want that moment. I want the wetness on her. I want her on her knees, like banging her head down, like just having a sexual moment.
Favorite Britney dance move, the head roll or the high kick?
You know what? I love a head roll because it's very sexual and it's very sassy. Mm-hmm. But I got to say, if you got a kick, you got to kick it.
Thank you. High five. You know what I mean?
Like, not a lot of bitches can do that. And if you can get that high kick up, you know what I mean? Like, show the world.
Yes. Britney with a bob.
Very Sally O'Malley. Remember that?
No, with Sally O'Malley.
Remember Molly Shannon? I'm 50 years old, my camel toe.
Yeah, and that woo. Yeah. Yes.
The high kick. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, if we could ever get Britney back on SNL, we should, and we could get Molly Shannon to go back on and they
Molly
could do
would.
That together.
Molly would.
Yes.
Molly would.
Britney with a bob or Britney with long hair extensions?
What long hair extension are we talking? Do you know, I like Britney, like what's here in the poster, the Skechers that you have in your house,
the cardboard cutout.
Mm-hmm. I like a mid-length. I like a little bit of a fray bang.
I love a bang.
I
love her with a bang.
Yeah, I do. It lightens it up a little bit.
Because she has is it called a cowlick?
I have a cowlick. That's why I always do my part on the right.
See, Britney has one. And
see,
she doesn't
similarities.
And she doesn't tend to hers now.
No,
and
it's a
I
lot.
Need her too.
Yeah.
I need
it's a
her
lot
too.
To just get that thing down.
Britney in a business pant with a suspender, or Britney in that was a leading question. I love her with a business pant.
I don't love her with Madonna, so I think that's your answer for that.
You don't love her with Madonna.
No.
You didn't love that collab.
No. Me Against the Music. I liked when it was Christina and Britney and Madonna. I did not like Me Against the Music because it felt as if Madonna was doing her a favor and Madonna did not want to be there.
I think Madonna wanted to be there. It's really interesting because I feel like you are the most connected guest
I've
ever had
with
Britney, but yet I disagree with you
in
many areas. That was a moment. I'm going to need to process all of this.
So I'm not a suspender look girl. I don't really get the newsy look.
You're not into that newsy look?
No.
What is it?
A little zoot
me?
Suit. A little zoot suit.
But
Dairy
do you
the
like,
mask.
Do you like, would you prefer Britney in a bodysuit with a knee-high boot or Britney in like the Elvis one-piece zip-up in the front look?
Like, are we talking a nude bodysuit with just rhinestones?
Okay, no. I'm going to say not that look.
Okay.
I'm talking more about like her Dream Within a Dream tour. She had, or even in the Onyx Hotel tour, she did a lot of these like one-piece.
Yeah. I love a thigh high because a guy who I dated like when I was way, way, way younger, he told me that there's nothing hotter. And if you ever want to get a guy or get a guy back, you wear a knee high or a thigh high boot because there's nothing sexier than the part of your thigh to give a tease. Anyways, that's just something I always held in the back of my brain.
And Brittany does know sexy.
So there is that moment where I have a thing for that. I really do.
Okay.
But there is nothing hotter to me than a bodysuit, than a jumpsuit. Like the Frankie B jumpsuits, I had every single one of those. Mm-hmm. I still, I think I have 90% of my clothes are jumpsuits.
Okay.
So I'm a jumpsuit person.
Okay.
I'm a rhinestone person too. I bedazzle anything I possibly can get my hands
still
on.
Still.
That makes me calm down. I get that E6000 glue out. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Is that, that's very soothing to you.
Everything's bedazzled.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love it. I would love to come over and bedazzle something with you.
Oh my God,
you.
Let's bedazzle.
If you.
I'll bedazzle your earphones.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, can we do that?
Yes.
Can we make a date and do that?
Yes.
Okay. Oh my gosh. This is amazing. I'm
currently about to bedazzle mine. So like we could do it together.
That would be so fun.
With a big B.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. This is so fun. Yeah. Yes. Let's do it. Any final thoughts on Brittany?
Oh my God. Final thoughts. Brittany is an inspiration. Brittany made me continue my dreams. Brittany loves Disneyland as much as I love Disneyland. Brittany knows how to make a chunky sneaker sexy. She is a doll. I've always wanted to be a doll. I danced next to Brittany at Hyde. I smelled her. I saw the sweat. I saw the glitter. I saw the contour before contour existed. You know what I mean? There were just so many moments that I feel like I have been in the side, like the background of Brittany. Like I've almost been, like I have been the lucky version of Brittany, but like watching lucky happen.
Ooh, whoa.
Right? Take that moment. Like I haven't been lucky, but I've seen the lucky rise and fall because I feel that like cosmic connection and I've actually been there through the steps.
Mm.
Like I saw her in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I danced next to her at Hyde.
Mm.
I've been there for all these moments.
Mm-hmm.
I was there day one with Kobe Bryant.
It all goes back to that.
It all started with Justin Timberlake and his ramen hair. That's where it all started.
My friend Deanna sent me yesterday old clips from the American Music Awards. I believe it was in 2000, and she hosted with LL Cool J. It's okay.
Love LL.
We don't even need to fact check the year, but it was, I think it was 2000 or like 2001, something like that. And she comes out and she's hosting the show with LL Cool J. She is so lucid. She's so bright. She totally kills it. And then Deanna kept text messaging me. She's like, I can't stop watching this. She's like, this is wild. 2001 Destiny's Child, they're presenting and Kelly's doing all the talking.
Jeez.
And you're just like, wow, time flies. When you're like, oh, Kobe Bryant was there and he was
just signed by the Lakers. That's like insanity, guys.
Think it really is, because he is a legend now.
And like he was brought there because he was a fan of NSYNC.
so weird.
Not even Britney.
Pop culture, just everything and how it all changes. It's really,
and
so
you know what? I love it.
Me.
I am such a pop superstar at heart. Like that was always my dream. And I have such respect for the artists and people that are like, oh, pop music isn't real music. Like I have such anger and angst towards them because Britney Spears is a full-blown package and there is no one that's like her. There's no one ever going to be like her. No. And like,
that's just how
it
is.
I love you, Brit.
Yeah. That's a great place to end. Alessandra, where can everyone find you?
Everyone can find me at Emotional Support Pod. You can find me on my personal Instagram at Bombala Bambina, but that is too complicated. So if you just Google my name, I'll be there. And I think most importantly, if we're talking to the people out there, hi everyone. I started something called the Emotional Support Group, and it's on Facebook. And it's an open group with an open platform. And as long as you are sweet and kind, everyone posts different things like inspirational. And it's for people all over the world. And we have people in Texas and in France that are communicating with each other, talking about bipolar disorder, talking about schizophrenia, you know, asking questions. How do we deal with this? My mom is suffering and I don't know how to ask the help. So it's really wonderful. So that's what I really recommend. If you guys want to do anything to help, In regards to Britney Spears, you know what I mean? Like, be part of a group, like, you know, get the vocabulary down, get the information, and just like love each other, warts and all, you know?
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.